Hello, this is Rob Kiskevich with SSTI, and this is the SSTI podcast. Welcome back for the second installment of our 2013 podcast series to highlight the six winners of the SSTI Excellence in TVET Awards for 2012. Today I will be speaking with Dan Ginsel. He is the Vice President of University Partnerships for the Maryland Technology Corporation, or TEDCO as it's most commonly known, and the Executive Director of the Maryland Stem Cell Research Fund. We're going to use the acronym MSCRF for this webinar today. In 2012, the Maryland Stem Cell Research Fund was named the winner of the SSTI Excellence in TBED Award for expanding the research capacity. The program showed great excellence in expanding research capacity in the state of Maryland when it comes to stem cell research, and was a great model of looking at how to connect universities with private partnerships and provide funding to expand the ability for the state to focus in the area of stem cell research. I want to thank you, Dan, for speaking with us today. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for inviting me to speak in this program.
Thank you. So, for our listeners to get a little bit of an idea of the Stem Cell Research Fund, could you give us a brief history and background of the fund and how it's supposed to work within the innovation ecosystem of Maryland?
Well, the Maryland Stem Cell Research Act of 2006 was established by the governor and the Maryland General Assembly during the session, created the Maryland Stem Cell Research Fund with the purpose to fund and promote state-funded stem cell research and cure through grants and loans to public and private entities. We are focusing in the most recent years about collaboration between those for-profit companies and academia institutes to see if we can leverage the federal money and create more cures, more high-end research in the state of Maryland.
You mentioned the type of or to leverage funds from federal governments. Would you talk a little bit about some of the research activities and programs that are funded through the fund?
Yes. So we have several levels of funding, all focusing on human stem cell research and development, from postdoctoral fellowships to young investigators to established researchers. We fund research all the way from $100,000 all the way to $750,000 with a new program that we now have to fund preclinical or clinical trials using stem cells in the state of Maryland. We so far have awarded over $90 million and funded 258 different research projects, and we are currently in the sixth year of this program with additional $10.4 million to fund. Some of the examples of research that we have funded are, for instance, Dr. Balti at Johns Hopkins, who's researching on the transplantations of islets for diabetic treatments, for research that we also have on regenerating or differentiating fat cells from white fat cells to brown fat cells. We have work that we're doing on differentiating different diseases. We have Dr. Valina Dawson at Johns Hopkins working on a model for a stroke in a dish where she has fully differentiated neurons to all the different six layers of the human cortex and is studying to see the effect of different molecules on stroke and how to cure them. We have research at University of Maryland in Baltimore by Ricardo Feldman researching Gaucher disease. So we're spreading it across many different diseases and conditions and across many different institutes and companies and collaboration between them.
I think, and you highlighted a couple of your researchers, one of the things our judges found so interesting about the program was the importance that the fund puts on connecting research staff or the research teams with the staff from the fund. Could you talk a little bit about why you find that important and why it's such an emphasis of the program?
Well, the staff that we have at the fund basically serve as the resource for the researcher team. We can provide coaching, we can provide introduction for later stage funding, and connections to other programs that we know that are available. We don't get involved in the actual conducting of the research or the direction of the research, but we definitely are here to provide any input if needed to help the researcher to take it, the research to the next level, mostly in the direction of commercializing it.
You mentioned another important point. Could you expand a little bit upon the process when you're connecting an MSCRF-funded research team with another TEDCO program? Or I even noticed that you will go outside and maybe look at state funding that's not through TEDCO or even federal funding. Could you explain that a little more? How you the process of connecting those groups to that money and what your staff does?
Well, it's either by providing those opportunities to researchers or sometimes it's by creating collaboration that we initiate. We have this collaboration, for instance, with California that also has a good stem cell research funding program through the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine. We have this collaboration. We encourage people to collaborate between California researchers and Maryland researchers. We are also trying to form right now two other collaborations. One is going to be with a different country, and one is going to be with some foundation that actually provide funding to a similar type of research. In this case, we can leverage the state money, but we also introduce our researchers to other funding sources because human stem cell research is extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. and extremely the duration of the research takes so long. I think it's important to allow people to have the opportunity to have additional funding sources.
And you mentioned earlier talking about connecting researchers with private companies also. Could you explain, give some insight on some ways to make that successful and how to build a good relationship between a research institution and a private company?
Absolutely. So we encourage companies and faculty to collaborate. We feel that work that has a for-profit partner from the very early stages of the research has better chances to be commercialized and better chances to reach the market and to reach patients faster. Some examples are between the researchers at the universities. For instance, Lin Zhan Chang is collaborating with both, as I mentioned, with California researcher as well as the MaxCyte Incorporated. It's a company, a local biotechnology company here in Maryland. Derek Reitman is working with the GV Vision. It's another company that's developing a cell therapy product. And so on. We have so many examples. We found that when researchers work with the companies very early on, the research is focusing much more on therapy and much less on the basic research.
Very interesting. So you mentioned metrics earlier, and with all this collaboration, obviously, there has to be keeping of these metrics beyond the typical process. How do you... What metrics do you find, and how do you collect them?
Well, first and foremost, we look at the progress of the science. This is very important. We also track the number of publications, patents, positions, and follow-on funding, and obviously additional economic metrics. This summer, we're actually going to conduct a very large-scale economic impact study that we look at all the TEDCO programs, and the stem cell will be part of it, and we're still looking exactly at what additional metrics we should collect for this large-scale study.
That's great. And when you publicize these metrics, how do you get them out to key stakeholders, so like the state legislature, other entities that have interest in TEDCO and this program specifically?
We have a very transparent website that we communicate through this or through our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter accounts and publicize, as well as press releases, as well as attending meetings like the SSTI and publicizing to our potential partners about what we're doing and what are the best, what we think are the best way to approach those economic studies, as I think many agencies are looking at the same issues.
I think another thing our members would like to know and the people listening is kind of how does the research fund fit within the portfolio of TEDCO programs and how do you integrate it as so it doesn't get lost being that it's so specific in one area?
Well, stem cell, even though it is very specific to stem cell, it's a very broad topic. So stem cell can be applied for almost every disease or every condition. It can be used through medical devices, through therapies, through a combination of drug and cells. We try to work with all the other program managers, whatever expertise that they have to offer at whatever project and whatever level it is. We are working in parallel to all the other TEDCO programs, but in definitely collaboration between the program managers that provides their expertise when it's needed for each project.
And finally, we typically ask this question because this is at the root of what of all our members want to know. What lessons have you learned that might benefit an organization looking to build a similar program in their state or region? What advice would you give them if you had a chance?
Absolutely. So I think that the best advice is, first of all, is to listen to the market needs. Each area of our country has different needs, different expertise. We, for instance, changed some of the programs based on feedback that we got from researchers, whether it's the duration of the program or when we're looking at the actual field of stem cell and we're moving towards cell therapy more. So we're changing and modifying our programs to really address the market needs at that specific time. We're also obviously letting the science lead. We're taking very, I don't know how to say it in a better way, but we're really reviewing the scientific merits of each proposal. Mm-hmm. We make sure that
we had noticed that in your application you talked about the peer review process and really focusing on that. Is that what you're kind of getting at with that point?
Yes, we have a peer review as an independent panel of experts from around the nations. They review our applications, they give us the feedback, they rank and they rate all the applications. We make sure to allow people that were not funded in 1 year to resubmit applications and come back to us after they improve their proposal. But we also make sure to let the science decide and not any political-driven tribes of this or any other influence that might be from the outside.
And that's very good. I just want to thank you again for speaking with us and taking some time out of your day. I think our members will get a lot of benefit out of this, especially with the collaboration and the forward-thinkingness that you're supporting and proposing. If our listeners would like to listen to or learn a little bit more about the Maryland Stem Cell Research Fund and look at their metrics, they can visit the website www.mscrf.org. Is that correct?
Yes, that is our website.
And once again, I just want to thank you. And for our listeners also out there, to want more information on the awards program or even to listen to previous podcasts, we have them all posted on our website, which is sstiawards.org. Once again, I want to thank you and have a great day.
Thank you very much.